Welcome to Aberdeen! Dad! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That, what did he just say?
I said that's a little tight, sorry.
What?
Got a little close to your face there, fella.
Oh, thank you, Mitt. That's Bubba Gumpino.
Good day, Tony.
Bearded Wonder, Canadian sensation.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day,
sir. Mitt and Jay are in the back. I think someone might be on the phones. If you want to call those, 1-833-462-2333. That is 1-833-462-2333. Is somebody back here, Mitt?
Somebody is on their way back here, I'm pretty sure. Not back here yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, nope, Brian is back here.
Phone's thank you, on right Bruce.
Gumpy, your beard today looks absolutely incredible.
Does look fucking sweet, dude.
Thanks, boys. Something different.
Now, we just need you to keep going so you can get another layer.
I think the braid maybe is the play.
No, that's what I mean. You go, have you seen the people that have like 14 braids?
Oh, yeah.
Like a pirate.
I feel like it could be.
I think pigtails. I think you do. Well.
Could you do pigtails like Jack Sparrow?
It's not bad. I don't mind it.
I don't have. Hey, you're not getting any minds from me.
You got to mix it up from time to time. You know
let
what
see.
I mean?
Let me see. What is Jack Sparrow got going on? Maybe do Jack's. Oh,
he had
think
the,
about it.
He had the one long, right?
No, two.
Two. Two? I could do that.
What's going on with fucking socks?
Socks?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in a bad spot.
It was 3-3. We were just fucking watching it.
Yeah. Top 10. I mean, Barnes has shit the bed ever since he got paid. He just... He never does like a full year of being good. It's just... I don't know.
Yep. 3-3. Top 10. We'll keep you updated on that. We're blowing bubbles in fucking London.
Yeah. I was on Leicester.
You went against the bubbles.
Yeah. Leicester had been playing well.
You did say that you were torn.
Yeah, that was just a game I probably, in hindsight, should have stayed away from. But what can you do? There's only so many games today.
I had a sheet with all of my games on it and all the information. I don't know where it's at.
Did you leave it out there?
I must have left it out there. Fuck. Did I leave it over there? We'll figure it out.
There you go.
I mean, we'll just fucking, hey, we'll go by the seats of our pants. 10-5 unders this weekend.
That'll do.
Baseball was good for you.
Yep. We had, I got carried away on Saturday with footy.
That'll happen.
14 games was a bit much.
That'll happen.
Looking back, but 2-1 EPL yesterday and then 4-1 ball yesterday.
I decided I didn't put the picks out, but I'm just doing heavy favorite parlays.
For ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One hit on Saturday, did not hit yesterday because
That A's Giants series was fucking incredible.
Great series.
Unbelievable. That Logan Webb guy is a fucking gamer, dude. I saw him getting plus a half. I was unbelievable. I mean, Montas pitched well, too.
Yeah, but yeah.
Giants had two massive comebacks. I mean, hell of a series.
They're incredible.
Only reason the Sox have any hope of making the playoffs.
We have NCAA football this weekend.
Nebraska.
Illinois.
There is one pick that I think I'm going to take.
What?
That I'm not positive yet on. And I would tell you guys why in a set, why, but I don't have my fucking paper in front
Where's
of me.
Where's the sheet, Tony?
I think I'm going to take UTEP -8.5.
Against?
New Mexico State.
Are we not betting Rutgers?
Dude, fuck
they don't
no.
play this.
Don't bet Rutgers.
So, well, they were great against the spread last year. What are we doing here? Why would not take Rutgers? First off, they don't play in week zero, so.
Well, I mean, I haven't looked at any Rutgers lines, but it's just I don't blindly bet Rutgers.
Did I don't know, Tony. I don't know.
Did you not bring up Rutgers? You're the one that brought up Rutgers. What do you mean?
He didn't say he was blindly going to bet them.
What the fuck game are you talking about then? We're just talking about college football. What game are you talking about then, Gump?
I said, are we betting Rutgers? I never said anything about blindly betting a team. I was just asking.
I said no.
Why not, Mitt?
I think Rutgers stinks at football. like a lot of people.
They covered a lot of games last year.
Very good against the spread last year.
Yeah.
Chiefs were really bad against the spread
last year. UTEP. -8.5 against New Mexico State. It's a little juice for me. New Mexico State, though, they played two spring games.
Yep.
One was against like Dixie State, and they won on the last second. And another one was like a JUCO school, and they lost by 25 points. They have two returning starters from last time they played fucking football.
It's not good.
This is a fade New Mexico State situation. Potentially
-8.5
Potentially. It's big. I may do a teaser with New Mexico State, UCLA, and Nebraska.
I love UCLA versus Hawaii.
The only reason I don't like the full line is because UCLA looking ahead to LSU week one.
Yeah, but I feel like they're going to want to come out and just really like show that they don't stink at football anymore. They have that quarterback really good, Thompson Robinson. Mm-hmm. And then also Chip Kelly, like he kind of has to prove it this year. If he loses a lot this year, I think he could get canned.
My reasoning for potentially taking UCLA, they were 25th in the nation in yard per rush last year. Hawaii was number 100 in stopping the run. So figured UCLA might just fucking run up and down the field on them. We'll do more on NCAA football later this week. Did you bet any preseason this weekend? Did you watch any preseason this weekend?
I watched a lot of it.
I watched a lot too.
Yeah, I watched the Dolphins game. I watched.
So it looks good.
Yeah, it feels just how that offense is going to be, right? Just get the ball out of his hands. The only thing lot of motion.
That drives me insane is like they'll have a 3rd and 8. He'll throw it 4 yards. He'll throw it.
I think that's the offense, though.
There's a lot of that.
Like, he hit Gaskin insane. On a lot of...
Gaskin's looked really good.
He does look very good. Very, very good.
How the boys look, Mitt?
Bad.
Yeah.
They looked really bad.
They got a bunch of guys out with COVID right now.
Yeah, that defense really... it's preseason, but it doesn't look like they got much better, which... Big question mark. Linebacking core looked great. Jalen Smith looked awful as usual, but Jabril Cox looked amazing. Mike Parsons looked amazing. Let's go. I'm pumped.
If you're getting information from your teams like beat reporters about who's going to play this weekend, continue to tag me in them, please. Tag Gumpy in them. Tag us both. So far, what I've seen, Daniel Jones is going to play a half this upcoming weekend. The Panther starters are going to play a half this upcoming weekend. That's all I've seen so far.
Does that go against what everyone else is saying they're doing?
Like who?
Just I thought a lot of teams were going to sit their starters.
I don't know because this weekend, yeah, it's the last preseason game, and normally starters don't play in the last preseason game. Right. But normally the last preseason game is only a week before the regular season. Now it's 2 weeks before the regular season. So I'm not sure what we're going to see. So we are going to have to pay attention to what's going on. Like there's a lot of teams that haven't played their starters at all yet. I don't know if they're not going to play them all the entire preseason. Chargers and Rams said they're not, but like the Browns haven't played Baker yet. Are they going to get some action before first preseason game, first regular season game? Who knows?
Yeah, because last year you look at it, there was no preseason at all. So correct. Lots of coaches could just be like, "Ah, yeah, worked fine last year. Fuck it."
Seriously.
Right?
Tonight we got a game though.
Yeah, it's a big one actually.
Fucking.
I mean, it's big for Jameis.
Big for Jameis, big for fucking Taysom.
But Jameis is going to, I mean, they don't want to say it, but that just makes too much sense for Jameis to start. If you don't start.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Lombo was on Pat Show today. Former NFL GM Michael Lombardi was on Pat Show today. He thinks it's going to be Taysom just because he thinks Taysom won't make as many mistakes as Jameis.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Also, Michael Lombardi will be joining us for Hammer Down this fall as he did last season. Not sure. It's not going to be every day. Probably just be a couple days a week. But anytime you could get Lombo on your show talking gambling and football, that's a win for Hammer Down.
Atta baby, Lombo.
Let's go.
Pretty pumped about it. But as you were saying, Paul.
Yeah, I just think because they're just used Taysom so much doing other shit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
No, I agree with you 1,000%. Like, if you have Jameis at quarterback, you could use Taysom as a weapon.
Yeah.
If you have...
And they don't have many weapons.
Correct. If you have Taysom at quarterback, you can't use Jameis as another weapon. here's the thing though, like, would your offense be better running like a Lamar Jackson style with Taysom, since you don't have any wide receivers right now? I don't know.
Yeah, you could look at it as just pound Taysom and Kamara, right?
You could.
You know?
Fucking see how it goes.
But Kamara, he was what he said about the younger quarterbacks not starting off the hop makes so much sense.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you start Fields, and then if it goes bad for Fields, then you go back to the Dalton? If you throw Dalton out there week one, week two, and he stinks, then you go, Fields, it's yours for the rest of the year.
Especially week one.
Yeah.
Which the Bears play the Rams.
Good luck.
And that defense, we were on that. I was on that. That was my favorite line of the weekend. Week one, it has moved. It's still at 7.
Yeah.
It was at 6 when it opened, I'm pretty sure, and that's where I got it at, but it's at 7 now. After seeing that fucking Bears O-line and the offense, and I tell you what, I'm a big, big Rams supporter week one. That's a long one. That's going to be a lot. Or it's a long line. It's a heavy line. 7's a lot, but the Bears offense.
Unless they get their O-line fixed, which they might. They got what's-his-name coming in from Philly, right?
Personally, I think Dalton's worse than Mitch. And the Bears' offense was terrible last year with Mitch. What the fuck's going to happen in the beginning of this season?
I don't fucking know, dude. They still made, like, everyone...
They
like,
made the playoffs. They made
the playoffs, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, they beat the Bucks. That might have been the worst beat of the year, was that one.
Yeah. Yes. Now that I'm looking at week one lines, Lamar Jackson hasn't played it down. I guess this is back to the preseason conversation. It doesn't matter at all, but Raiders getting 5 at home.
I've been beating that drum for a bit now.
I know, Tony. You have.
And I know it's the Raiders, and I know they stink, but they usually show up at the start of the season.
Packers are still only 3. Giving 3 on the road. I mean, it's...
They dog walked New Orleans last year when they had a full squad.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea who the New York Giants are right now.
Sox just got thrown out at home.
Did they?
Down 4-3. Bottom of 10.
You can't lose the Rangers. It's a tough one.
It'll be back-to-back to the Rangers. I mean, they are in a fucking... You had... They overachieved all year. Just reward them at the fucking trade deadline, dude. John Henry, the Fenway Sports Group, like,
this is LeBron's fault.
Well, they did it to Liverpool. Liverpool's only sold players. Arsenal spent money. Man U spent money. Man City. I mean, let LeBron run it. Maybe he'll spend money.
I don't think he will.
Somebody has to. Like, John Henry just won a championship, and now it's like, ah, fuck it. We'll just be cheap.
Mitt,
what's up?
UFC boost hit this weekend, right?
Oh yeah, smashed.
Wow, you were on that?
What's that?
UFC boost this weekend?
I didn't. I honestly don't even look, just because I know it's such a lock. I know the money's in my account.
That thing hasn't hit in what, 2 months?
Did I put $5 on it actually to see if it hit? And it did not hit. Cats out of the bag, boys.
Are you kidding?
In my mind, it hit. But personally, I'm not sure if it has in a long time.
Oh. This was a gimmick all along? What the fuck?
What do you mean?
You mean it hasn't been hitting?
What are you talking
about? I was wondering, my balance was shrinking. I thought I was losing random bets, futures bets.
I was kidding. It fucking hit, fucking dude. UFC. Obviously, it fucking hit. It hits every time. You want to do football or baseball? Those are the calls you got right now.
Let's keep in football. Oh, okay. Devers. Devers.
Yes! Run! Fucking run!
Yes! That was almost gone, dude.
What, he hit a triple?
Double to like the triangle.
It's at still Fenway. 4-3 Rangers?
4-4 now.
Oh, Deb, 2 outs, 1-1.
Sander was on first. Come on!
All right, Kyle from San Antonio, what do you got?
Lester has scored as well.
2-1.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to ask about the Futures pick.
What?
For comeback player of the year, I think Carson Wentz is at like third or fourth place right now at like 900. Do you think it's worth a sprinkle, or do you think Dak has locked up?
Thank you, Kyle. No, I don't think Dak has it locked up, because there's a good chance fucking Dak gets hurt again.
Whoa.
Cowboys have
He's
to make,
already hurt.
Cowboys have to make a trade for like Gardner Minshew or a decent you have backup. To. You can't start with Gary Glitter.
I'm really wondering why the hell they got rid of Andy Dalton to begin. Like, why did they not re-sign?
Because he was too expensive.
It was the moment where his body got decapitated and no one on the team went to help him up that they probably thought we're not bringing this guy back.
He's also too expensive.
That was probably the end of his tenure in Dallas, dude.
That was seriously one of the most embarrassing things that you can see as a sports fan.
That was the most fucked up thing of all time. So man's dead body on the ground. The team just walks to the sidelines.
The three linemen that walk past him.
I'm not seeing comeback player of the year odds for some reason.
We do not have those in Indiana.
But I know it's there's a lot of them out there. There's a lot of players out there. Who did he say?
Wentz.
That's a good one.
What was...
Is Nate Sudfeld on there?
Let me see something here.
I don't think he's in the league.
No, he is. I seen him play it for somebody this week, and I can't remember who. I was like, this is that motherfucker who caused all the drama with the Eagles. Wentz, just wanted to see him play.
This is my problem with the category in general. Wentz played 12 games last year.
Oh, so you're not saying it's a comeback?
And, like, he got, what, benched for Sudfeld, one of them?
Are you bitter about Ben not getting it?
No. Alex Smith should have got it last year. Okay. Alex Smith was a comeback. But like if you play like 13 games.
Is it a comeback from injury or is it just a comeback to being good?
It could be that.
Right? I feel like it's just you were shit, now you're back. I
mean, Chad Pennington used to win it like all the time and he never got hurt. He just was bad, right?
The Muffin Man? No,
his shoulder was hanging by fucking yarn.
Are you talking about Chad Touchdown Pennington?
Yeah. He had a hard time throwing it from by the end of his career from here to that TV.
I mean, he took us to the playoffs that year and fucking the Ravens just smacked us in the mouth with their defense. It was like 20-3. Couldn't move the ball. They had
it's happened in the last few playoffs the Dolphins have got into.
Anything else, Tony? Christ. Get out the fucking shuffle, pal.
Just saying, what's his name? Almost lost his life.
Yeah, Matt Moore's fucking head did a 360 around.
Thank you, bud.
God.
Jay from Kentucky, what do you got? Jay, take your fucking phone off mute.
What?
Da?
Hello?
There you
Hammer
go.
Don.
Hammer Don. Don!
Sorry about that. I got three future football picks for you.
Fucking let's go.
Like Kentucky over 7 games. There's no way that they will lose 6 games this year, so you're pushing at a worse.
They're playing the SEC.
Alright.
And then I got division exact order for the AFC West. I got Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos plus 800. And NFC East, I got Cowboys, Washington, Eagles, Giants plus 750.
Thank you, Jay.
West Ham just scored. That game's dead.
Yeah. I was just looking at, like, you can do the exactas for the divisions. Might be something I look into.
How's that only plus 800, though? Or
to get it exactly right?
Yeah, I feel like that should be a little higher than that.
I agree with you, Jay. I actually kind of like the Broncos.
Broncos are going to shock some people. I was just going to say that.
I like to tell you what, I fucking love their defense a hell of a lot more than I like the Raiders' defense.
Their O-line still stink, though. Their O-line was awful.
It's okay.
Year. Yeah, it's better.
It's okay. It's better than I think it's better than the Raiders O-line.
What's Stink think about it?
I don't know. Mitt's got an inside source. He's not the biggest.
My mom listens to Stink on the radio, and he is not the biggest fan of the O-line. But they did make a lot of they made some moves this offseason. I think they tried to fix some things up. I'm not really sure.
Before we move on from football, Jags, Saints. Saints minus 4 at home. Over under 39.5. So you know where I'm going.
Tony Andes.
39.5 for this fucking 10-5.
What?
And what was it? 14-3 going into this. So we are at 24-8 under run on the preseason.
Both teams got smacked at first game, right?
Jags looked like dog shit.
Did the Saints not?
The Saints.
Saints looked horrible.
The Saints. The Ravens scored last second to beat the Saints.
The Jags sans Tim Tebow as well.
and fucking Joey Schobert. Shout out the Ravens, by the way, for winning 19 in a row or whatever. God,
20-3
Yeah.
You they think got, the Panthers are going to look like this?
I don't
year.
Know. They got down to the goal line. They got stuffed on the goal line with Darnold's. I think only Darnold's first drive, only drive maybe.
So that happened last year. They got stuffed a lot on fourth down as well. And you'd have to think with Joe Brady, you know,
they got CMC back.
Yeah, that is massive.
Urban said we looked like shit in the first game. We're going to look better in the second game. I don't know how much you can take with that.
What's the Saints minus three?
Four.
Four now?
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm going to stay away from that. I'm probably just going to take the under.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, pal.
Hey, you take anything on that?
Yeah, I'm going to take the over. Just out of nature and two QB battles going on here. People forget Gardner Minshew's going to have to put up some points here to even just try and stay kind of relevant. Maybe be a trade piece or something. I don't know. They got to get some points.
What does out of nature mean?
Out of nature?
Yeah, yeah.
Like just do it out of nature. Like
oh, so you're just taking the over because that's all you do?
No, I mean I like taking the over, but it's two QB battles. They're probably going to put up points or at least try.
You would think so, but they put up. Jags only put up 13 in their first game.
It's also preseason. You kind of have no idea how that's going to turn over, though.
I agree 1,000%.
What?
What?
AC Milan just hit.
That a boy.
There we go. Syria.
Let's move on to some baseball. Donovan from Florida, what do you got?
Hammer it, Don, boy. Don. Today.
Don.
Two first five plays, Rockies, Cubs. Rockies on the road, first five, 11-40-8. Sensatela on the road, 0-6, 5.80 ERA. The Cubs is a Cubs, but I think I'm going to take them money line here. And then Mariners, A's, got the boy Marco Gonzalez going. Last five outings, giving up two runs or less, and you get them plus a half. I'm going to take them all day.
Thank you, Donovan. What do you got, Paul? Thank you, Paul?
I just want to let you know that Benjamin Albright has been diagnosed with COVID. So we're just wondering if that was you that did that.
What are you talking about?
Why'd you do that?
What are you talking about?
We're just talking about some breaking news happening out there. Benjamin Albright, known nemesis of yours, okay, is tested positive with COVID, and we didn't hear you say one thing positive about him or anything like that. We thought you potentially were celebrating this entire thing.
I see his tweet now. Double thanks in advance for all the haters celebrating it.
That would be you, is who we're talking about. We thought maybe you were the person that was celebrating it because
I would never celebrate anyone getting COVID-19.
Okay, we didn't know out there. They're saying a lot of questions out there. I hope. I don't know about everybody in this room.
No, I'm with you, my friend.
Gumpy hopes that Benjamin Albright's okay and survives this. We cannot say for everybody in here, though. Yeah.
It's actually super concerning to me because I didn't know that you could get COVID on top of a 100-foot horse. You would think you'd be safe all the way up there. You know? Hey, you look great, by the way. You know? What was that? That guy fucking blocked me. Because I was a COVID cowboy, okay?
Maybe send him your fucking hat instead of dancing on him, dude.
I didn't dance! I said,
maybe if he was wrong.
I root for no one. Just pray for survival. Okay?
Yeah. We will.
We will pray for survival. Thank you, Pat.
That guy was 100% right. The guy on the call. I'm with him on both.
Okay,
those
yeah. So yeah. I was reading a tweet while he was fucking talking. Who did he say he likes?
Cubs with Hendricks. I'm on that first five.
Okay.
Money line.
Okay.
And then Gonzalez was plus a half this morning with the Mariners.
Against, still is.
Yeah. Blackburn, one start. So Gonzalez last four, 27 innings pitched, two earned. I mean, he has turned this thing around. So you can give me the Mariners plus a half. I mean, as much as I hate going against the A's, I will take it, my friend.
So that was one of them. Let me make sure. Yes. Mariners plus a half minus 128 was one of mine. I stayed away. I know the Rockies are on the road.
Yeah.
But it looks just so weird when they've won like six straight at home to then tail them, even though Hendricks has been good. I'm staying away just because.
Yeah, I mean, I said I wouldn't bet on the Cubs, but here we are, my friend. Here we are.
Okay, let's just go through. Actually, we got some more callers on MLB, so we may as well let them fucking lead us into it. Aaron from Tampa, what do you got?
Hey, boys, hammer down.
Hammer down!
Hey, it's totally different seeing the White Sox suck ass in person. It's like they try to lose every single Sunday.
It's unbelievable.
It is something special.
What?
That you were just saying yeah. that the White Sox suck in person? Is that all you had, Aaron?
Oh,
hey, only dude, on Sundays. Only on Sundays. It's acceptable.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, on Sundays. It's like they were trying to lose. But anyway, I actually got a bet from Mitt, actually. You like there's a long shot in college football? Check out Max Duggan for TCU. All right, this dude is like Lamar Jackson. Dude, he has got a big arm, and you can, like, really move it. So
is he the starter?
That's about it.
Thank you.
He's the starter for TCU.
Thank you, Aaron. TCU... I actually thought about putting a futures in to make the Big 12 title game with Oklahoma. Maybe they fucking upset Iowa State because they're like third or fourth in the odds to
beat the Cyclones.
Be in the fucking title game. They got a nice little fucking roster, TCU does. I'm just saying, you know, watch out for the Horned Frogs.
I bet on TCU a lot last year.
They're normally good.
Yeah, they do.
The last few years have been a little weird. So,
roll me over. Roll me over.
There we go. Said quarterback on that list here. I have him listed as ranked as the number 23 quarterback in the nation.
Ooh.
They have the number 26 O line, the number 7th D line. TCU's got a fucking squad this year. Watch out for TCU. I don't hate that.
I do really like, in general, TCU, cool color scheme, but did have two all-star safeties and a corner leap for the NFL last year. And I'm worried about that, but defense doesn't really matter in the Big 12, it seems like.
True, they got 9 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense. So they lost 3 big guys, but the rest of the D is back. I don't hate, I'm going to make some bets on TCU this year. I promise you that. Okay, Paul?
Hey, I've never heard of that quarterback, but I like it. I might take a flyer on him if I can find him.
Okay, Mitt.
Baby Mitt.
Oh, baby Mitt. What else did he call about? Oh, White Sox on Sunday. Orris is too fucking boozed up.
Yeah, I took him plus a half. I should have known better, but I'm starting to worry about the White Sox against good teams.
Hey.
Yankees got him.
I know, and they play in a dog shit division.
Rays just got him.
I don't know.
Although.
John David Booty from Georgia, what do you got?
Hey guys, I want to talk about the Braves tonight. I got the Braves first 5 money line, full game money line. I go, before he went and punched the bench because he had a bad start. He was one of the hottest hitters on the team. I want to take him tonight to get a hit and Austin Riley to get a home run.
Thank you, David.
He's from where?
Definitely not a homer call. Don't worry about where that fucking call came from.
Georgia.
Okay. Don't you worry about where that call came from. You saw my sheet this morning. You know that this is on my sheet.
These two teams are fucking as hot as you can get. I ain't touching this one. Not a chance.
I decided I was fucking jumping in. Fucking. Give me the frying pan. No mitts. Okay? These hands are going to get burnt tonight. I was looking at the Braves, so they're minus 115 first 5 money line. The Yankees are minus 105, so technically the Braves are the favorite first 5.
Yeah.
You can get them at plus a half, though, minus 160. Do I want to lay the minus 160 plus a half for the Braves? I do. I'm going to take the Braves plus a half, minus 160. It's a little bit of juice. I know. I fucking know. But I'm going to do it. Fucking Huskar, you know, versus Jordan Montgomery. Yeah, they've both been good. Fuck it. You don't like it? I know.
I ain't touching it. I can't. Yeah. No thanks.
I know, pal.
No thanks!
I know.
Send it back.
Huskar, I mean, got 1.5 home ERA.
Oh, he lays down a bunt and a beauty, and he's safe.
He's got a 0.89 night ERA. Guess what? They're at home playing at night. I know the Yankees lineup is
terrifying.
From 1 through 9.
Terrifying.
Jordan Montgomery also been very good.
Yeah. The Yankees might not lose again. I start to believe the way they're going. They might not lose again. I mean, Dodger streak ended last night to the Mets finally, but.
Who do you think you like in the World Series matchup?
Matchup?
Yankees Dodgers right now?
Yeah.
Plus 1,200.
See, I don't think. I'm not going to say it.
You don't think the Dodgers are getting there?
That's what I was going to say.
Who do you, like the Giants?
This Giants team feels like they got it. They win these games late where they shouldn't, and their staff is good. But their pitching staff, like Alex Wood, starting to not be that great. Gausman starting to not be that great. But you're going to have those points in the season where you struggle a bit.
Say you like Yankees Giants plus 2,700.
I still, somehow the Rays fucking win, dude. It's so stupid.
Part of me was going to put in, and I can't, where's that right now? Here it is.
Rays. The Rays would trade away their best players and just turn out another one.
Rays, Brewers. Week. Rays, Brewers.
Nah, Brewers.
Brewers aren't going to hit.
Brewers ain't doing that.
We'll take a look at those a little bit as well.
The Brewers lineup isn't. Lorenzo Cain's not having that great of a year.
Where were we at? Baseball?
Yeah.
Okay, one last baseball call. And then we'll finish off baseball on our own. Danny from Tennessee, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Good.
I like the odds boost tonight. Lance Lynn to record 5 strikeouts and the White Sox to win. They last played in June. Lance Lynn struck out 9. They did end up losing, but Toronto's bats have been ice cold ever since George Springer got hurt.
Thank you, Danny. Bless you, Jay.
That wasn't me, but thank you.
Who was it?
I think it's Bill.
Bless you, Bill. You got anything on the White Sox game tonight?
Yeah, what are we talking about, Tony? So Lance Lynn last time got tossed after 4 innings, yep. 1 earned.
Yep.
Manoah.
Belt situation.
Yeah, Manoah last time out, 3 innings pitched, 7 runs. He has been great at home, though, so it does worry me, but... Getting Lance Lynn at a decent number. Minus 120, first 5 in the White Sox. I'll take it here. Jays are scuffling. Scuffling bad.
Yeah, you could actually get it at minus 115.
Yeah, even better. Give me this thing till minus 170, Tony. Manoah has been good at home.
Yeah, here's my thing. If you can get... where did my fucking baseball bat go?
We got bases juiced.
If you can get the potential Cy Young Award winner,
yeah,
minus 115, take it. Whose bases are juiced?
Sox. Bases juiced. Full count. 0 outs. Travis Shaw.
Let's go.
I mean, let's do it just to walk it off.
All right, so let me... My fucking... I don't know where my bet went from earlier, so I'm going to have to read you this. White Sox, first 5, minus 115. These are all my baseball picks for tonight. White Sox, minus 115, first 5. Braves, you can get them plus a half, minus 160. Did the Red Sox just win?
A fucking salami, dude. Woo!
What was my none in that game? And then fucking Marco... Gonzalez, first half run line plus a half.
Imagine having the Rangers plus 1.5 there.
Disaster. All right, so I got the White Sox first 5 money line, Braves plus a half first 5, Seattle plus a half first 5 are mine. Did we talk about all of them?
Yeah. Royals, Astros. Daniel Lynch has been good.
He has. I stayed away.
Yeah, I didn't want to lay that with the Astros on that one. And then D-backs, Pirates. I mean, I ain't touching that one.
So, all right, so what do you got for tonight?
So all first 5, White Sox money line, Cubs money line, Mariners plus a half.
Just a heads up for tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Have you seen the first game tomorrow?
Tombstone Day.
Tombstone Day.
Flexen.
Flexen will be a dog.
Oh, they're in Oakland?
Yep, versus Cole Irvin.
Oh, against Cole Irvin?
Flexen will be a dog. Something to think about.
Hey. Bring it on.
Then we got Haney versus Chuck Morton.
Bring it on.
Molly versus Corbin Burns. Urias versus Weathers. Weathers is, I can't believe they're still trotting that
he
guy
pitched
fucking
the other,
out
he
there,
pitched, yeah, he came in yesterday. I missed yesterday. I pissed off at myself. I didn't take Kyle Gibson, the Phillies, plus a half.
He's been.
Yeah. Maul against who?
Burns?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Burns has been so good lately.
That Lance Lynn boost is not bad, by the way.
Yeah, that is not bad.
Five strikeouts on the White Sox to win, plus 220. That's not bad at all. Yankees to finish with the most hits versus Atlanta tonight. Probably not a bad bet either. I might fucking hedge my bet with that one. Might hedge my Atlanta bet with that.
Johnny hedges.
Since it's a boost. So the fucking odds make sense. Cubs and A's both to win.
No. No, 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 no.
Ooh, we got a fucking preseason boost.
What?
Saints to win and 40 plus total points scored.
There you go, Mitt.
You on that, Mitt?
Let's go, Mitt.
I am not hopping on that boost particularly.
You son of a bitch.
Mitt. Thought it was in your nature, dude.
Come on, nature boy.
No, I mean, I have my own little parlay that I cooked up here for tonight, and it's the White Sox to win money line full game and the over of 39.5 tonight. That's at plus 274. Let's go.
Good luck. Hope it loses.
Yeah, baby, Mitt. Hope it wins, Mitt. Hope
thank
it wins.
Thank you, Cubby.
What?
Say, so hope thank it wins. You.
Oh, what? No. Tony said he wanted it to lose. I'm not saying thank you.
I hope everybody wins, Tony. Hope everybody survives, too.
That's most important.
I'd send him your hat. I would send him a fucking hat.
I don't know. The hat came.
What happened to that other hat you had?
Which one?
The one that was kind of like very high. It's like multicolored, kind of.
Oh, it's in my house. I need to bring it back.
I like that.
I need to bring it back.
Yeah. That's week one. Save that for week
one. Yeah.
Woo!
Steelers are undefeated. Do you see Seven pump faking out there?
Send him for a hot dog. I mean, Najee is so good.
Tell you what, the stories of his demise may be greatly exaggerated. But that's for another day.
I'll take back what I said about Najee. Dolphins taking him, and fucking Skaskin keeps cooking.
He does. Skaskins is fucking cooking. He's
a proud Washington Husky, my friend. Pac-12, baby.
What was I going to say? I'll have my fucking football notes here tomorrow.
Let's hope so.
I think someone might have stolen.
Saboteur.
Probably Mitt.
What?
Probably fucking Mitt if I had to take a guess. What? rollover is at
1250?
1250?
Yeah, it's getting up there.
Okay.
It's getting up there.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Anything else?
No. I tweeted. There's no real footy till Friday. There's the English Cup during the week this week. I'll see if I can.
Tell you what, you fucking, I mean, I do it during the football season, but it's been a while since I've done it. Tweeting out picks on the weekend is, I hit send and I'm like, well, all those just lost.
Yeah, you just got to dive in and prepare to get eviscerated. I started footy. I gave out 14 picks on Saturday. I started 1-5.
Okay.
Finished 5-6-3.
Could have been a lot worse.
I mean, I was preparing for a fucking 1-14, my friend. Then Sunday, we just had the three EPL plays.
So. It's nice when you give out picks on the show because the people listen to you, like, explain them and talk through them.
Exactly.
And they're like, oh, I could see how you're doing that. When you just tweet those motherfuckers out, it's just like,
yeah, whatever. Hey, it happens.
There's no gray area.
You tweet out your picks, you're either a hero or a villain that day, my friend.
Yes, you are.
That's how it goes.
That's the life we live.
That's the life we chose.
This is the way I live.
Oh, that's a banger. Good banger. DaBaby.
The Bobby? No, it's not. That's not the baby.
Say that right now.
Oh, shit.
What happened to
the Tony? Fucking walking the fucking line, this show, Christ.
I'm not in that world.
you're good.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
down.